This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Donald Trump tipped his hands on drugs, specifically 420, which is marijuana. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. So Donald Trump's about to do something that will practically guarantee him and the Republicans victory going forward. Many conservatives may not like what I'm about to talk about. You may disagree with it to a point, but I'm going to tell you something. Get over it and learn to deal with this, and I'll explain what I'm talking about here in just a second. By the way, KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about us, 844-551-8255. So what am I talking about? I'm talking about the legalization of marijuana. Now, how did Trump tip his hand? He tipped his hand because when he allowed Alice Johnson to get out of jail, when he pardoned her over a drug case that where she didn't hurt anybody and she had served 21 years over a sentence that has to do with a chemical, Donald Trump went, that's crazy. Now, there are many people we've been taught to say, and it's true, drugs are bad. I've certainly taught that to my kids. Don't do drugs, period. Drugs are bad. And don't do them. But there are people who are going to do crazy things. I remember when it was some craze to take, I forget what the chemical was, but from under your sink, you could get it, and people were sniffing it. What was it? You guys may be too young, but I can't recall what it was. But just imagine if it was Clorox, and people would go, breathing in Clorox, and it would knock you out or something crazy. And it became the fad, like these Tide Pods or whatever they call it. Who can stop somebody from doing that? I've often used the analogy of, I grew up in the country, and if you're traipsing through the woods and you stumble upon mushrooms and there's something inside of you that goes, ooh, I want to put that, you know, funky little fungus in my mouth, I don't know what would compel you to do it, but if you did it and you went through some hallucinogenic whatever and you decided you wanted to keep doing it, how could the government stop you? I mean, it's illegal to go traipsing through the forest to pick a mushroom or to pick a plant and decide to smoke it. I don't know who decided that marijuana was the thing to smoke. Why not smoke an oak leaf for all intents and purposes? But somebody, you know, either chewed the plant and went, that's kind of weird, the flavor it got. Then some guy went, you know what, I bet if I dry it out and smoke it, it will be okay. And we had an entire industry years ago built around hemp. Hemp ropes, all the ropes, things like that. Go do your research. It was legal. And now you got people using these CBD oils and swearing by them. I've watched the video of a dog that was epileptic, and the dude said, let me show you what happens when I use CBD oil and put it in my dog's, you know, mouth. A dog having a seizure. He puts it in the mouth. I'm not kidding you. 15 seconds later, that dog is up like, what happened? You don't even know it. People are using it. I'm sure there are medicinal properties. It's a plant put on this earth by God, and man has decided what to do with it. The same with tobacco or anything else. I personally don't smoke. I think it's pretty counter. It's for me, it's counterintuitive to breathe in toxins into your lungs. It's bad enough I got to breathe most of the air I breathe. So there you go. But anyway, Donald Trump has already signaled. I see these drug cases as a complete miscarriage of justice, overstepping of the justice system, unfair laws where a person who's got caught with a couple ounces of something is serving more time than a rapist or a murderer. And I'll tell you this, I agree. Now, I don't have my dog in the fight is not about drugs. I don't use drugs, never have and never will. So I don't understand why people do. Because I think that something that can take you out of yourself in a normal mode is not something you should partake in, because your body is not used to getting all of your synapses firing and releasing these rush of endorphins, and then you go, holy crap, there's a new level that I've been able to get? Because once you get beyond that level, you're toast. Your body says, I'll get you to the level, I'll bring you back down. I'll get you back to the level, I'll bring you back down. You know, somebody is born, your child is born, your endorphins are all high. Somebody dies, your endorphins are low. And those are your swings, and your body says that's where you should be. And occasionally, you can go a little higher, but don't go much higher, because then you break the meter. But Donald Trump has tipped his hand. And he's saying, you know what? We may have to look at legalization of marijuana, because it does have medicinal effects. And oh, by the way, I don't see it as any worse than liquor or whatever. I don't know what his thought process is, but I'm telling you, he's tipped his hand. And if he does this, he will have pretty much destroyed the left's idea of what conservatism is. See, conservatives, Republicans, I remember I was having a discussion with some young Republican, and he was talking about drugs. The legalization of drugs, that's where I drew the line on this candidate. And I looked at him and said, why?
Well, drugs should not be legalized. You know, people should not be using drugs.
And I was like, okay, but people do. What's your issue on people using drugs? I mean, are you going to stop them? Do you think you can legislate it? It was a crazy conversation, but I saw how dogmatic he was, and I thought to myself, man, you got to grow up. The conservative movement has to say, for me, it's the same thing as thinking about gay marriage. I don't believe in gay marriage. I believe in gay civil union. I believe in two people being happy however they decide to be. It doesn't have to agree with my lifestyle, but I'm not going to worry about it as long as you don't want to stick it in my face and legislate with it. But we have to take the same approach with drugs. I don't use drugs, but if you want to use drugs, who am I to stop you? I can't stop you. But think about the political ramifications of Donald Trump saying, I'm going to federally legalize medical marijuana. It would blow a hole in the Democrat system. It would blow the gasket of the Democratic Party. And let me tell you something. There would be black folks all over this country and 420 users going, I need to take a different look at the Republicans, because they get it. Get off your sanctimonious high horses, what you've been taught about drug use of chemicals. You use chemicals. Many conservatives are smokers. You use nicotine. Many of us are drinkers. You've got alcohol in your system, and you've been more impaired than anybody that's ever used marijuana. You've been just as impaired. And I'm not advocating for the impairment, because, you know, but it is what it is. People are going to use drugs, and they're going to get it whatever way they can. So why is one legal, one isn't? Now look at the political ramifications. So if Trump does this, and he's already signaling that he will, and I believe he will, it's going to be cataclysmic for the left, because whether it's immigration and DACA, this issue, and a host of other things, he's stealing their thunder. They can no longer think about you what they thought used to think about you. You can still be true to who you are. You can be against these things, and that's going to change the nature of politics.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Discussion of legalizing medical, striking a tune with President Donald Trump. Armaya Johnson has warned what this means for the states of Georgia and Alabama.
President Trump stating on Friday he will likely collaborate with Colorado Senator Cory Gardner in pushing for a bill that would drop the federal ban on existing marijuana laws. The bill itself would allow states to move forward with pot legalization without the threat of federal prosecution.
I really do. I support Senator Gardner. I know exactly what he's doing. We're looking at it, but I probably will end up supporting that, yes.
Experts note the president's support likely won't sit well with his Attorney General Alabama's Jeff Sessions, who has fought against the drug legalization for years. But where do states like Georgia and Alabama stand on marijuana policy? Alabama law says possession of any amount, even less than an ounce of pot for personal use, is considered a Class A misdemeanor, which can carry a jail sentence up to a year and a fine up to $6,000. In Georgia, anyone caught possessing 2 ounces of marijuana can face up to 10 years in prison. However, unlike Alabama, Georgia legalized the use of medical marijuana in 2015 to treat several conditions. Just this May, Governor Nathan Deal signed House Bill 65 to allow those suffering from PTSD and other pain to seek these treatments. Within the Peach State, Atlanta City Council approved a new ordinance in October 2017 that reduces penalties for people caught with less than an ounce of marijuana. Atlanta's ordinance also getting rid of serving jail time for possessing less than an ounce, instead setting a $70 fine as punishment, which also addresses the issue of overpopulation in jails. 9 states have already legalized recreational marijuana, and another 20 are allowing it for medical use.
There are some very arcane laws around marijuana. Is that you know, sort of explained? Like I said, I don't drugs. I've never even thought about. I mean, I just can't imagine using drugs. I really can't. I shouldn't say that. I've thought about it in the sense of, you know, what must it make a person feel to just get hooked on it? It's got to be so alluring, right? Intoxicating. You know, it's got to be. I mean, I've seen these pictures of these girls that are like stunning, and then they use meth, and within 2 years they're just a shadow of themselves. I mean, they're skeletons, and it's horrible. And I don't think, I mean, think about it. You could show these pictures of people and go, this is before and this is after, and this is the way it's going to be. And then you take one hit of that, and no matter what you think about those pictures, you just go, I got to do it. I got to go for it. I remember the story of Miles Davis, one of my jazz idols, and they said Miles Davis got hooked on heroin, and he kicked the habit. He locked himself in an apartment, like a little place off of his parents' home. He was grew up wealthy, and he said they said he locked himself in, and he broke a heroin habit all on his own. And I'm just thinking, you know, from everything I'm told, that's got to be one of the toughest things to do. And this guy didn't go to rehab. He just did it all on his own. And obviously he's one of the world's best musicians. And if you follow jazz, you know why. Just got to be an amazing thing to be able to overcome that. But here's the deal. There's nothing you can do to stop people from being destructive. Nothing. You can't legislate it. The more you try to legislate it, the worse it is. And again, I'm no proponent of drugs. I've made the case that if the government were smart, they would just make any and all drugs, because as opposed to, and I'm making this number up, but let's say as opposed to spending $150 billion fighting drugs, if it costs $50 billion to just say, every junkie that's out there, here it is for free, we save ourselves $100 billion. Think of what would happen to the economies of the world. Let's look at Mexico, the cartels. If the United States government, I know people are going to go, Kevin, this is a crazy idea, but hear me out. If the United States government made meth and just said, it's free. If you're a meth head, it's free. But it had all kinds of rules, like you couldn't be under 18. You know, if you're caught distributing it, if you give it to somebody else, not only are you cut off, but, you know, penalty of death. Let's just go for it, right? So if we're going to put it out there, let's put it out there in a big way. So you can use all you want, but you can't give it to anybody else, and certainly not anybody underage. But if you want to try meth, you know, we're going to discourage it. In fact, we will have very, very heavy anti-drug campaigns. We will follow meth heads and show kids what you're going to look like in the end. But here, at the end of the day, we'd spend $100 billion less. But what happens to the economy of Mexico when the cartels can't sell their drugs to the United States? What happens? Suddenly, there's certainly no drug trafficking. There's no sex trafficking. You know, these guys won't have any money. It dries up all over the world, whether it's Afghanistan, whether it's China. Let me tell you why the drug trade continues. It continues because it's actually a big part of the world economy. People know this. If you were to remove the drug trade from Mexico, their economy would lose a big part of their GDP. It's unspoken GDP. If you took the drug trade out of America, and again, I don't know the numbers, the specific numbers, but it's billions of dollars that we spend on the war on drugs, and you put that money back into the economy, our GDP would go up. Our productivity would go up. And as I said before, if you want to use drugs, the crime rate would drop because there'd be no need to beat people up and go after their drug. You know, it would be like, why am I going to beat you up try to take your car when I can get my drugs? What you find about drug people is drug people are, if they get their drugs, they pretty much leave people alone. So get your drugs. Now, I know people are going, Kevin, you're crazy. It's not a crazy idea. The government could regulate it. You get on a list. They say, when do you want it? I want my drugs every Wednesday. Boom, a courier. They could have a distribution system that says, we will bring it to your house. You can have it anytime you want. You never have to. You can be as lazy as you want. Here you go. Because think about it. All the people who are using these drugs and all that, they're eventually going to, you know, they're going to crap out. Their minds are going to be blown. They could the government would have a complete record of drug users, the abusers. They could say, look, if you want to get off, we want to put you in rehab. They could finance a system that lets people, you know, get off drugs and go become productive citizens. Or they could know this person has reached the end of the road. We should be planning their funeral. And they could do massive studies on it and understand, you know, what hooks a person, what level they are, and when they can redeem themselves and things like this. And they could understand it and study it to a degree that we never can when it's on the black market. They talk about bringing illegals out of the shadows. How about bringing dope heads out of the shadows? These are citizens that probably want their lives back. Are they going to get their lives back? What are we financing? How many murders? Think about the level of drug use in America. Has anybody said, you know what? Our need for drugs not only kills our citizens, but it's killing many people who have to keep their cartels together. Things like that. Has anybody looked at it from that perspective? That's the true humanitarian perspective on drugs. If we got into the business, we'd shut all those killers down.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. Today, the Justice Department's IG report found that former FBI Director James Comey made a serious error in judgment by notifying Congress shortly before the 2016 election that the FBI was reopening its Clinton email probe case. The report also called out former Attorney General Loretta Lynch for her recusal from the probe of Hillary Clinton's private email server, which she used as Secretary of State. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders has the White House's reaction to the report.
Certainly this creates a great deal of concern, and we're going to tune in to Director Ray's comments this afternoon. But certainly there are a lot of things in this report that not only worry those of us in the administration, but should worry a lot of Americans that people played this political bias and injected that into a department that shouldn't have any of that.
At 5:30 Eastern Time, FBI Director Christopher Wray will be holding a news conference. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Radio show.
So that was, what, a couple years ago at this point?
Last year.
But last year. Did you know at that time when Allie was writing for BuzzFeed that she was in a relationship with this Senate staffer?
You know, I think I shouldn't. It's not appropriate for me to comment at all on a confidential conversation with a journalist. But as you said, Ms. Watkins told the New York Times that she had been transparent with her employers. I would also say this, by the way, is the conversation the Department of Justice wants us to be having. This is, I assume...
Oh, you think they want us to focus on the romantic relationship and whether it's appropriate for the reporter to be dating a source?
I don't see why else there are paragraphs of that in an indictment about a guy who allegedly lied to the FBI. They have his text messages, apparently from his phone, that appear to confirm that he lied, in their view, he lied to the FBI. I think that they would love to have a conversation, that, you know, about a reporter's personal life, and certainly they have launched a million smears on social media. My social media is just full of, like, disgusting smears of a reporter right now, rather than a conversation about what they were doing, what impelled them to go to use this kind of last resort tool of covertly spying on journalists.
But is it appropriate for a reporter to date a source?
You are making an assumption about who Ms. Watkins' source was in this story that, by the way, isn't asserted in the indictment. And that, yeah.
Okay.
That was a tortured interview by Brian Stelter, or Stetzer, whatever his name is, with the BuzzFeed, the guy who is the editor or the founder of BuzzFeed. A tortured, I mean, this guy couldn't say, he's like, is it appropriate? This is how you're getting your. This is how you get your source material. You sleep with the people that do it, and oh no, it's all subterfuge. That guy lied to the FBI, and now they want to get into his girlfriend's personal life. Yeah, because his girlfriend happens to be a reporter. And oh, by the way, we have found a connection between the fake news media and what's been leaked to the press and what's been fed to the press and what people have used as legitimate information in order to go after Donald Trump. By the way, where's Mueller's investigation, the snipe hunt? Where are we at? I heard Manafort's pushing back on whatever. Supposedly he had some leak. Yeah, he was talking to witnesses or something. Witness tampering, right? Is that what they were saying about him? Where's that at? There's a lot of money being spent, a lot of time being wasted. Nothing's happening. Nothing will happen. Donald Trump's moving along business as usual. I guarantee you. Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, James Comey, Andrew McCabe, none of those guys are moving along as business as usual. They got big issues coming up. And yet, the left still want us to believe that Donald Trump is going to have issues when it comes to 2020, and they are going to win in 2018, in November of this year.
Most Americans do expect a second term for President Trump. This is according to a new poll just released a few moments ago. And in the CNN poll conducted by SSRS, 54% of those asked if they think the president will win in 2020 said no. 40% say he is going to be reelected. Let's compare that to the last time a president was up for reelection, Barack Obama. At this same time in his first term, the same number of people felt that he would not win a second term. CNN political director David Chalian is here. So the last slide tells us that polls are not always reflective of what is really going to happen, right? How much weight should we even put on this data?
Not a much weight, but it's not supposed to be predictive, right? What it is a snapshot of right now. People thinking about 2020, do they think President Trump's going to get reelected? It's not necessarily an actual poll about the 2020 election, which is very far away. And you're right to note, he's in the same place as Barack Obama was. Of course, then there was sky-high unemployment, and he was battling to bring back an economy. But what is similar is his party was facing major headwinds, and the Republicans were about to take over the House, and it was precarious for him and his party at the moment, as it is now for the president.
When you break down these Trump win or lose numbers, what you see is that the results are a lot more lopsided on the party line, right? 79% of Republicans say he is going to win re-election. You've got 87% of Democrats who say he's going to lose. Is this just their wishful thinking, respectively?
Totally. That's exactly what it is. Everybody puts on their jersey when they answer questions like this, and you can see the partisan polarization in the country.
Welcome back, everybody. We may have talked about this, but it deserves more coverage. So Donald Trump is polling, pardon me, at the same amount as Barack Obama in terms of chance of reelection. And if we did discuss it, and we may have, what I would have said, and I know what my thoughts are on it, the Barack Obama's trajectory was headed down, 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 down. This is a guy that came into the presidency, from what I'm told, with the highest, one of the highest ratings. And his expectations were up there. He was a year in, and people were still living in the afterglow of Barack Obama. And he was polling at a 40% chance of being reelected. Now, Trump comes in. He's the lowest president, according to the statistics, whether you believe the polls or not. He was supposedly the lowest president ever to come in, and he's slowly climbing up. Now, I don't believe that there's a poll out there that's legit that would really say that Trump's got a 40% chance of being reelected. I don't think that poll is legit in any way. I would think, Romney came out the other day and said, Trump will be reelected in 2020. Not that he's the purveyor of all things, sacred in polling and knowing about elections. But this is an anti-Trump guy that goes, Trump will get reelected. There have been a few lefties. I don't recall right off the top of my head who they were. But they've said, I see nothing standing in the way of Trump getting reelected. They would be right. Now, where are you getting these people, these numbers? Don't know. But all I can tell you is Donald Trump will get reelected, but they still are going to say these things in an attempt, in my opinion, to demoralize us. They want us to believe that we have no hope. What are you guys putting your hope on? Now, I talked earlier in the broadcast about, I think it's funny, that all these Democrats are now embracing the Trump agenda. I believed in the Trump agenda. I bet you're going to start seeing Democrats who voted unanimously in the Senate against the tax cuts. You're going to start seeing some of them say, I made a mistake on the tax cuts and I do support the president's thing. At some point, you're going to watch the shift. And I promise it's going to bring a smile to your face. If you've listened to me on this program, you're going to go, yep, that Kevin Jackson called it. That Kevin Jackson called it. Have you heard any more about the blue wave? Is it coming? Where is it going to come from? Ask yourself the things that we were concerned about. And I don't have the list, but I would love to see the top 10 concerns of Americans upon Donald Trump's presidency, when he was entering the presidency. And what are the top 10 concerns now? Even the top three. If I remember correctly, in the top five, two of them were national security. Of course, the economy. ask yourself, do you feel more safe or less safe under Donald Trump? Let me ask you this. Do you feel more confident about your ability to get a job, your finances, whatever it is? Are they more or less? I'm not saying you're not still struggling. People that are struggling tend to continue to struggle because of their own habits. But if you've got that little extra money in your paycheck that you didn't have, or you're counting on a little more money back in taxes, you probably feel like, you know what? I had more breathing room now. I have more breathing room now than I did under Barack Obama. Maybe you're thinking about leaving a job. You probably feel more confident about that. Maybe, I mean, I could go on. Maybe you just feel better about life. I predict whatever those top five things were that people were concerned about coming in, they're less concerned. Or were you concerned about war? I bet you many people are less concerned about Donald Trump getting us embroiled in war than they were before. I bet people are a lot less concerned about the trade war that everybody on the left keeps talking about. I bet you a lot of the people are a lot less, they don't believe the Armageddon scenario that the left always wants to give us when it comes to the tax cuts or the repeal of Obamacare or some of the other things that Donald Trump's talking about doing. Somebody please help me here, but where's the arrow pointing? If you would take all these issues and point an arrow in support of Trump or against Trump, how many arrows point in favor of Donald Trump? Foreign or domestic, whether it's race related or whatever. Let's take race issues for just a second. Do you think that by the election, more people are going to feel that Donald Trump is more racist or less racist? Just putting it out there. Do you think that they're going to think Donald Trump is more against women or less against women? Do you think he's going to think Donald Trump is more against Latinos and other minorities or less? Do you think that Donald Trump is going to be considered anti-American more or less? The dude who made Make America Great Again and coined America First, do you think that people are going to believe that he doesn't have the best interest of this country in mind and has demonstrated it? And let me ask you this. I'm not going to say final because I got a lot of other questions, but this is the one that comes to mind. Do you believe that the economy, the outcome of what Donald Trump has done, is going to be considered better for the country or worse? Do you think the GDP is going to suddenly crash? Do you think, where do you think we're going to be in November 2nd of 2018 and in November 2020?
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 filter by ProPure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro One G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The DOJ had a sting operation, nationwide sting operation. They arrested more than 2,300 suspected sex offenders. It was dubbed Operation Broken Heart, conducted in 50 states by the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Forces in conjunction with more than 4,500 law enforcement agencies. When Donald Trump says he's going to do something about a problem, he does something about it. Sex trafficking, human trafficking, call it whatever you want. It's exploitation of citizens. And the left pretend that they care. They pretend that they care about these kids. They don't care at all. And he got nominated, finally,
for a Nobel Peace Prize by the two members of Norway's governing party that looked for that. And they did it because of the denuclearization of Korea. And Trump said, look, keep your prize. The prize is peace. And do you think he's kidding? You think he wants that $1 million in the hoopla that comes with it? Would he accept it? Sure. Is it the motivation for doing it? Absolutely not. Barack Obama just saw a check mark. Nobel Peace Prize, win the presidency, be the first black, whatever, check boxes. Do you think he cared about peace? Do you think he cares about children? Why didn't he do something? Think he cares about the American citizens and the terror that we went through with the Muslims that he let in? No. You think he really cared about this economy? You think he really cares about black folks? You think he really cares about Hillary Clinton? Of course he doesn't. I would ask Robert De Niro, hey Robert, do you think Donald Trump really cares about the people that he saved? These, I don't know if you guys saw this picture of a kid who was some group had found. She'd been a sex slave. They wouldn't show her face, but I can only imagine the joy on her face when her rescuers came to get her. These leftists don't care. Robert De Niro, he has no idea what Trump's done for the country, for the world. He doesn't care. Donald Trump said De Niro, a very low IQ individual, has received too many shots to the head by real boxers in movies. I watched him last night and truly believe he must be punch drunk. And he told him, wake up, Punchy. So we did a meme calling De Niro Punchy. Yep, punch drunk De Niro. I love all the postmortems that are coming in on this nuclear denuclearization of North Korea. Huffington Post described the meeting as an episode of The Bachelor. Like it was two guys romancing one another. They're making fun of the idea that Donald Trump wants to denuclearize North Korea. Ha ha ha! Let's all laugh about it. Denuclearize North Korea. The Hill wrote this. Round one is in the books. Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un can both claim victory, but short of an ugly incident, a walkout, or an indignant tweet, success was always on the schedule. They knew it was going to be successful because that was what it was supposed to be, right? Trump can say he proved, quote, losers and haters wrong by presenting himself as a credible statesman and a peacemaker. Kim can say his country's flag shared the podium with the stars and stripes, and its leader shared a white-hot spotlight with the President of the United States. Let me tell you something. Let's be very clear. If you can get an audience with the President of the United States, no matter who he is, that is technically a win. If it happens to be Donald Trump, it's a huge win. Because it means he's going to do something. Ask Alice Johnson. Ask the descendants of Jack Johnson. Ask the three blacks who got back from China, who, by the way, should have gone to the White House to thank Donald Trump and didn't do it. Ask that general, forget her name, but she's the first black general in the Marine Corps, female black general. Ask her. And I could go on. Ask all these parents of these kids that have been saved from human trafficking. I love this. They want to make it appear as though Donald Trump is the big loser here. Trump appeared at times to want to play both actor and director, and Kim sometimes looked uncomfortable. But if we must choose a round one winner, it would have to be the young Korean strongman, North Korean strongman. Okay. So I guess we have to choose winners and losers, huh, at every meeting? And if we're going to do it, since you're the Hill, why don't you just make it the other guy? Because how could Donald Trump possibly have won? He's the guy that wrote The Art of the Deal. He's the guy that has turned around the American economy to surpass that of China. The American economy is so big that when he went to the G7 summit, the American GDP is larger than every other person's there combined. The guy who they say can't negotiate his own trade deals, but he gets us out of TPP and threatens all the North American partners, Canada and Mexico, and they say, oh, he doesn't know what he's doing. We're losing $800 billion a year in trade. enough to make us that trade number to make it the 19th largest country in the world in terms of a GDP. And they say he doesn't know what he's doing. He goes on to say this. Trump may believe he has broadened the appeal of his personal brand, and maybe he has. But it's Kim who won an early tangible victory for his country. Let me tell you something. Kim had no way to lose if he showed up. That was the whole key. That was the art of the deal. That was the negotiation. You show up, people are going to see you differently. But if you want to pretend that Donald Trump didn't improve his brand, go ahead. Go ahead, lefties, listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. Send me a note. Send me your hate mail, kjradio.com. Call me. Give me your hate speech, 844-551-8255. Because let me tell you what's about to happen to you. You're about to get your butts kicked. See, you're living in a delusion. The leftists out there, they are stuck in this warp. And it's a time warp. De Niro's in it. Julia Roberts, I just heard some speech she gave about loving Hillary Clinton. I'm with Hill or something like that. She says, I may be the only one who has this shirt. You very well may be. And it's a relic. It's not worth a dime. It's not even worth the money you paid for it. They're stuck in a time warp. Hollywood is. All the media, they are all in a belief system that's year 2000, 2008. They believe that they are relevant. They believe that they matter. They believe that what they say makes you, you know, makes influences you. And you know what you tell them every single day? You no longer do. You've told them at the box office. You've told them in their own, that if it weren't for half of these people having big brothers like Jeff Bezos back in Washington Post, they'd be out of business. They'd be gone. The Washington Post wouldn't exist. The New York Times, they got it after the election of Trump and said, you know what? We're sorry. CNN is in triage. MSNBC is hanging on like a hair on a biscuit. But trust me, their day's coming. And you're watching the flips. I don't know how many times I can tell you. I'm not going to go into it now because I want to talk about this, because I want to talk about the idea that how they want to demoralize you. And this nonsense about this meeting with Kim Jong-un is just funny to read. He says this is a freeze for freeze. North Korea and China have long wanted a move where it apparently caught both South Korea and Pentagon by surprise. And here's what they're talking about. They're talking about Donald Trump saying we won't have our war games in the, you know, in the south over there, in the Asian Sea or whatever they call it. And he says they're like, he got that out of us. And Donald Trump's like, let me explain. That cost us millions of dollars to do. If it's a sign of good faith to them that we don't do it, so what? We got satellites. Are you trying to pretend that we don't know how our military works? Do you think we haven't done this before? What's funny about it is they aren't telling you what China did. China started taking armaments, missile systems off of a little island that they own in the South China Sea because they wanted to show good faith to the United States. You're not going to hear them talking about that. The reaction of the Chinese to this thing, you're not going to hear them talking about how they are happy that Donald Trump is bringing some level of stability. Now, they've had it there, but it's been by brute force. It's been by, you know, by edict. We won't ship you product unless you behave this way or that way. And now Kim Jong-un's going, look, I want to come into the world. They can't stand it. You know the other part of it they can't stand? That you've got Dennis Rodman out there talking about Barack Obama saying he wouldn't even let me do this. He wouldn't let me help him do this. They said, in return, Kim promised to work with Trump to establish new relations between the two countries and building a lasting and stable peace regime on the Korean Peninsula. And they were saying, well, that doesn't mean anything. So what? He says he's going to denuclearize. He's promised this before. Really? Let's dissect that a bit. He promised it to Clinton. He didn't do it. He promised it to Obama. He didn't do it. And yet what? Where do we end up? What do we do? We did nothing. They promised it to Trump. What's going to happen when Trump makes that a success? It may be quicker than you think. Anyway, you got to like this. They're spinning, folks. They don't know how to do it. Every day it's a new something they have to figure out, and they can't figure it out. Talk to you soon.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.